He stood and dreamed of what they wanted to become when they grew up. The first tree looked up to the stars, twinkling like diamonds above him. "I want to hold treasure," he said. "I want to be covered with gold and filled with precious stones. I will be the most beautiful treasure chest in the world." The second tree looked out at the small stream trickling by on its way to the ocean. "I want to be a strong sailing ship," he said. "I want to travel mighty waters and carry powerful kings. I will be the strongest ship in the world." The third little tree looked down into the valley below, where busy men and busy women worked in a busy town. "I don't want to leave this mountaintop at all," she said. "I want to grow so tall that when people stop to look at me, they will raise their eyes to heaven and think of God. I will be the tallest tree in the world." Years passed. The rains came. The sun shone, and the little trees grew tall. One day, three woodcutters climbed the mountain. The first woodcutter looked at the first tree and said, "This tree is beautiful. It's perfect for me." With a swoop of his shining axe, the first tree fell. "Now I shall be made into a beautiful chest," thought the first tree. "I shall hold wonderful treasure." The second woodcutter looked at the second tree and said, "This tree is strong. It is perfect for me." With a swoop of his shining axe, the second tree fell. "Excuse me. Now I shall sail mighty waters," thought the second tree. "I shall be a strong ship fit for kings." The third tree felt her heart sink when the last woodcutter looked her way. She stood straight and tall and pointed bravely to heaven. But the woodcutter never even looked up. "Any kind of tree will do for me," he muttered. The swoop of his shining axe, the third tree fell. The first tree rejoiced when the woodcutter brought him to a carpenter's shop. But the busy carpenter was not thinking about treasure chests. Instead, his work-worn hands fashioned the tree into a feed box for animals. The once beautiful tree was not covered with gold or filled with treasure. He was coated with sawdust and filled with hay for hungry farm animals. The second tree smiled when the woodcutter took him to a shipyard, but no mighty sailing ships were being made that day. Instead, the once strong tree was hammered and sawed into a simple fishing boat, too small and too weak to sail an ocean or even a river. He was taken to a little lake. Every day he brought in loads of dead, smelly fish. The third tree was confused when the woodcutter put her into his strong beams and left her in the lumberyard. "What happened?" the once tall tree wondered. "All I ever wanted to do was to stay on the mountain and point to God." Many, many days and nights passed. The three trees nearly forgot their dreams. But one night, golden starlight poured over the first tree as a young woman placed her newborn baby in the feed box. "I wish I could make a cradle for him," her husband whispered. The mother squeezed his hand and smiled as the starlit light shone on the smooth and sturdy wood. "This manger is beautiful," she said. And suddenly the first tree knew he was holding the greatest treasure in the world. One evening, a tired traveler and his friends crowded into the old fishing boat. The traveler fell asleep as the second tree quietly sailed out into the lake. Soon a thundering and thrashing storm arose. The little tree shuddered. He knew he did not have the strength to carry so many passengers safely through the wind and rain. The tired man awakened. He stood up, stretched out his hand and said, "Peace." The storm stopped as quickly as it had begun. And suddenly the second tree knew he was carrying the king of heaven and earth. One Friday morning, the third tree was startled when her beams were yanked from the forgotten woodpile. She flinched as she was carried through an angry, jeering crowd. She shuddered when soldiers nailed a man's hands to her. She felt ugly and harsh and cruel. But on Sunday morning, when the sun rose and the earth trembled with joy, beautiful made the second tree strong. And every time people thought of the third tree, they would think of God. That was better than being the tallest tree in the world. I invite you to stand. And if you would like to come forward and gather, if you'd like to wash hands or just stand and observe, that's fine. The Lord Jesus, after he supped with his disciples and washed their feet, said to them, "Do you know what I, your Lord and Master, have done to you? I have given you an example that you should do as I have done. Peace is my last gift to you. My own peace I now leave with you. Peace which the world cannot give, I give to you. I give you a new commandment, love one another as I have loved you. Peace is my last gift to you, my own peace I now leave with you. Peace which the world cannot give, I give you. By this shall the world know that you are my disciples, that you have love for one another." So I kind of skipped to do Humble King.
How about you want me to do it during the foot
I'm sorry?
Wash? During the foot washing. You want me to go?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, thanks. So in our society today, the thing that we concern ourselves with being clean when we come to the table is our hands. So that was what we will do tonight. We'll start here, and you'll wash and then wash your neighbor's hands, and then
Jesus' chair.
You live.
can do the seat, Patty.
Come up and have your hands washed. It's hot, so be careful.
It is.
It smells nice.
You're going to do the prayers to people, right? You do the prayers to people?
Okay. I didn't know if you were going to say something.
Prayers of the people. We pray for all who work through the power of Christ, serving the needs of the poor and healing the wounds of injustice, division, and materialism in our society. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for the elderly, the sick, and the lonely among us, that they may receive comfort, companionship, and care from those around them. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray that those who have been persecuted or seriously wronged by others may experience warmth and love with Christ and be able to forgive those who have hurt them. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray that when we are discouraged, we may find strength in the signs of a loving and faithful God in those around us and the joy of the Holy Spirit within us. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for those whom we love but no longer see, those who have gone beyond the veil of this mortal life, that their souls and the souls of all the departed may rest in peace. Lord, in your mercy. For the spirit of the resurrection in our area, for a spirit of hope, of possibility, of eternal life, and of commitment to the redeeming power of God, who brings new life out of death to people and communities. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord of eternity, bind us together by your Holy Spirit in communion with your saints, that we may entrust ourselves and one another and our whole lives to you.
Amen.
Amen. Seeking the rightness that comes from God, we pray to God also for the forgiveness of our sins. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things done and left undone. And so uphold us by your Spirit, that we may live and serve you in the newness of life, to the honor and glory of your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all of your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
Amen. And may the peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Peace be with you. Peace, everyone.
Peace.
Peace. Peace.
Peace. Peace to you. She's at a meeting. Peace be with you.
Thank you.
come to the table bearing gifts, and there you remember that your brother or sister has something against you. Go to your brother or sister and be reconciled, and then come and offer your gifts.
The Lord be with you.
And also
lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For our sins he was lifted high upon the cross, that he might draw the whole world to himself. And by his suffering and death, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who put their trust in him. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name.
Holy, oh holy, Lord God, are you, Father of mercy, our praises to you. Blessed are you, who comes in the name of the Lord. We sing Hosanna, Lord of glory. We sing Hosanna, Lord Almighty. We sing Hosanna in the highest to you.
Holy and gracious Father, in your infinite love, you made us for yourself. And when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you, in your mercy, sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. When he had given thanks to you, he broke it, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in the sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension. We offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also by the Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son. This we ask in Jesus' name, by him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, "Our Father, Christ, our Passover is sacrificed for us. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you. Feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. The bread of heaven. Yeah. The body of Christ, the bread of heaven. The body of Christ, the bread of heaven. Oh, I'm sorry, Richard. Right. I'm like in such a different zone right now.
That is the blood of Christ, the cup of salvation.
The body of Christ, the bread of heaven.
The blood of Christ, the cup of salvation.
The body of Christ, the bread of heaven.
The cup of Christ, the body of Christ, the blood of Christ, the cup of salvation.
The body of Christ, the bread of heaven.
The blood of Christ, the cup of salvation. The
body of Christ, the bread of heaven.
The blood of Christ, the cup of salvation.
Christ, the cup of salvation.
Thank you.
she'll say our post-communion prayers, and I'll offer a blessing. And then during the closing song, the altar guild will take the items off of the altar. They will remain off until Sunday. And thank you for being in communion with me tonight for worship. And I have to say that every time I read the three trees, it puts me at a level that sometimes I don't connect right with the world. So thank you for your patience. Let us pray. Lord, make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is discord, union. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. Grant that we may not so much despair as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in dying we are born to
die. It is in dying that we are baptized, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen.
God of love, you are with us in every season of our lives. As we enter into this new time with excitement and even some anxiety, we call your deep compassion, faithful presence, and abounding love. We thank you for the experience that brought us to this moment. We thank you for the work of others that gives breadth and depth to our work. Be with us as we move forward, rejoicing with you and supporting one another.
We ask this in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
May you recognize in your life the presence, power, and light of your soul. May you realize that you are never alone, that deep in your life, God is working something beautiful and eternal. And may you learn to see yourself with the same delight, pride, and expectation with which God sees you in every moment. Amen. After we have the closing hymn and the altar is stripped, I invite you to leave in silence.